Listener Production.
Hi there, Scott Leake here with your local briefing. Two men have been arrested and one charged after a police pursuit in Dubbo over the weekend. Police say a silver Hyundai Tuscan was allegedly stolen during an aggravated break and enter in the early hours of Saturday morning and used to ram raid a business in Geary. They gave chase after spotting the SUV on North Street, but it was terminated due to safety reasons and found crashed into a tree later on Young Street. The dog squad helped track down two men aged 18 and 19 near. The younger of the pair has been charged. The 19-year-old man is under police guard in hospital. A new program is promising to help local councils across the Central West get the best value for ratepayers when it comes to their curbside bin collections. Becoming available next year through the Environment Protection Authority, a voluntary service will help to find the best value waste providers. EPA Chief Tony Chappell says Central West councils are already leading the way.
Some councils are already cooperating off their own initiative. I understand between the Illawarra and Central West councils there's quite a good set of information sharing, but this program will make it available to every single council in every part of the state.
More improvements are on the cards for the Mitchell Highway to make the trip faster and safer. Work started last week on a new overtaking lane between Narromine and Dubbo near the Winsley Lane intersection. Another overtaking lane is also being built at Lagoon Creek. Taking a look at sport now, a push to make it mandatory for all clubs competing in the Western Rugby League competition next year to field four teams is causing some concern. The Central Western Daily reports some Group 10 clubs could struggle to meet the benchmark off the back of a motion from the Group 11 AGM on Sunday. Ningen Tigers 2022 coach Alistair Quambi telling the paper they will have four teams, but he's hoping there will be some flexibility.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.